way to invest. At this time, you may experience a delay in reaching a service associate, and we encourage you to utilize our self-service options. You may visit our website at www.oppenheimerfunds.com or call PhoneLink, our automated service, at 1-800-533-3310. Transaction requests may also be faxed to 303-768-1500. All transactions received before market close will be processed effective as of today's date. Instructions received after market close will be processed effective the next business day. For our mailing address, fax number, and web address, press pound. If you're a financial advisor, press 1. If you're a current Oppenheimer Funds account holder or you're inquiring about an existing account, press 2. All other
If you're calling about Oppenheimer Funds discontinuing the sale of Class B shares, press the pound key for assistance. Otherwise, remain on the line.
For PhoneLink, your 24-hour automated service, press 1. To obtain an account balance, change your address, or perform a transaction, press 2. For faster service, please enter your 9-digit Social Security or 15-digit account number, then press the pound key. If you don't have this to ensure quality service, this call may be recorded. Please remain on the line for the next available service associate. You have reached Retirement Plan Services. Please remain on the line for the next available service associate.
Oppenheimer Funds, this is Bill Kirk. Can we help you?
Bill, how are you today?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Not bad. I'm trying to get some help here, and let me see if you can help me.
Yes.
I closed my single K out last week, or maybe about a week and a half ago, and you guys have sent me a check to cash. Now, I paid the extra fee to have it overnighted to me, and when I received the check, the check on it says that I cannot cash it at a check cashing or a service similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to override that?
It has to go to like a regular bank.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm saying this, Bill, is because I don't have a checking account. I went through some, you know, devastating credit and financial issues, and because of my credit, I cannot open a checking account. In fact, because of my credit, Citibank closed my account, and I don't have a checking account. What I have is a prepaid Walmart money card that allows me to do electronic funds transfer, which I've done for my checking account. It's a GE Money Bank, and they give me the routing and checking account number so that I can transfer funds electronically. Is that something you guys could help me out with?
Well, as long as it's not a check cashing facility, it's an actual bank, they mm-hmm. should be able to cash it.
No. What I'm saying, Bill, is that I don't have a checking account or any way to physically go in and present this check. So,
well, if it's through the Walmart, they should be able to. You should be able to take it into their facility.
Yeah. Yes, you would think that, but I went in and went to cash it, and they put me through a system. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, Certegy, and they declined to cash the check. Now, they gave me a slip with a phone number on it. I called them back up, and they said that it's not due because of anything with checking history or check writing history. It's due to my credit. And based on their models, they would not cash it. So I couldn't even get Walmart to cash that for me. So the only thing left for me to do is to have you guys electronically transfer or send me a certified check. I don't know. How is it? The only alternative I see is to cash this out of check cashing. And I'm wondering, I know that's your policy and it's on a check. Is there any way that you guys could help me out where I could cash this check?
Well, I mean, the check cashing isn't going to work because, you know, the reason why it says it on there is so that the check cashing places will look at that and say, no, we can't put it through. You know, if you don't have a bank account, the only other option without going through the whole process of setting it up and having a check go to a routing number or something like that, and that's going to involve a lot more paperwork. But the other possibility is if you have somebody that you can deposit it into their account and then they'll cash it for you. So that would be, you know, if you've got somebody that does have an account and their bank will accept it as a third-party check.
Okay, I guess I'll look into that.
Yeah.
I think.
And if not, we definitely do have the possibility to send it to directly to a bank account, but it's, especially when it's going onto one of those cards, since you don't have pre-printed checks, which is how we verify it, you have to get something from the bank that we're going to deposit it to that says this person has an account. That's the only way that we can do that. So it ends up being a lot more paperwork on that one. If you can do the other one, I think it'll be easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
If not, let us know, and we'll go through, you know, what paperwork you'll need to do on the other.
So if I understand you correctly, GE Bank, which is the banking institution for Walmart Money Card, if I can get something on their letterhead
that says,
or something,
you know, this is the registration.
Right,
with
right.
your name, this is the account number, this is the routing number, you know, we will accept, you know, that type of thing. We have an account open to accept the funds, and then signed by, like, a branch manager or whatever, that they have, somebody with that title, that we would accept in lieu of an actual pre-printed check, which is what we normally get, and obviously you don't have that one, so.
Right. Okay.
So
all right,
we can do it, but it just takes a little bit more time on that one. So hopefully the other one works out for you.
Okay, Bill, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.